This week we celebrate Candlemas, an ancient festival that should bring light. But who knows what rituals lurk beneath our Christian celebrations, what pagan rites lie close to the surface of our lives. David and Ellen knew. They were happily married, and loved their daughter too. But can this love be more dangerous than they know? Today, at this season of the year, I bring to you the story of the dispossessed daughter.
Shh now. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Jane. God bless. Good night, Jenny.
Ellen, shh.
Good night.
Baby alarm. You haven't switched it on.
Oh, right.
Good night, Jane.
She asleep?
Of course.
Supper time, then.
Ellen, I wish you wouldn't do that.
Do what?
Ginny, you know I don't like it.
Still there, love. Somewhere. I can't pretend.
It's...
What?
Unhealthy.
Not for me. I can't deny her.
But you dragged Jane into it. It's not fair.
I'm not doing that. Shh. Supper time.
Ellen.
I'm sorry, David. It's how I am.
Dark out there.
That's the country for you.
I never expected it to be so total.
I thought that was what we moved for. Peace and quiet for the children.
Child. Never expected it to be quite so dark without street lighting. No wonder Pagan Man was so superstitious. I can just see the church spire, I think. It's no good. I'm a city boy. I need neon.
We can't move now.
Ellie?
Listening device. Have you switched on the receiver?
Why can't we?
Switch it on.
Don't know why we bother. She never wakes. You know Sean and Erica have got one?
Hmm.
Now, he reckons the man in the shop told him that some people have been picking each other up on it.
Each other's babies?
No, each other. Arguing, in this case. There were two couples in Abergavenny living next door to one another. Both had babies and both had listening devices. But the first couple could hear the second couple having an argument.
How?
Well, the houses were close and the receiver in the first couple's house was picking up the transmitter from the other couple. And they were arguing.
In the baby's room?
What?
Well, they must have been arguing in the baby's room for their transmitter to transmit the argument.
Yes.
Doesn't sound very likely.
Well, that's what Sean says.
People don't usually have rows in front of the kids.
We don't. Doesn't mean other people don't.
I'm going to sleep now.
Ellen?
I'm tired, David.
You're always tired.
I do go out to work to keep you two.
Did I ask you to?
No. What is this about, David? Really about?
It's not about anything.
Oh, no.
Ellie.
Sleep, David. What's that?
I don't know.
It's coming from her room.
Yes. I'll go and see. Jenny? You okay? Jenny? Yeah. Come on. Go to sleep.
Is she all right?
Yeah, it's fine. She's awake. Just staring at the wall.
Staring?
At the wall. Didn't look unhappy or anything. Just staring. Thinking, I suppose.
But she always sleeps on her back.
She's definitely going to be bright, that baby.
We put her down on her back.
Yeah, she must have turned over. Well, not bad for 3 months.
It's not unusual.
No?
Erica's baby began to turn over at 3 months, I remember Sean saying.
I don't.
It's not unusual, David. Okay?
Okay. There, Janie. Nice spot, isn't it? Quiet. Peaceful. You don't care, do you?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I disturbing you?
No.
I've just noticed that's a small grave. I'm not intruding, am I?
No, not at all.
Private grief, I...
That's okay. We were just saying hello.
Of course. Imogen Meyer Pritchard. That's a beautiful name.
Jane's sister.
Oh, I see. Died just a year ago.
Yes.
That's sad.
Jane here would have had an elder sister. Wouldn't you love?
She'd be 15 months now.
Yes, almost exactly 12 months between them. Mm.
And this is Jane Elisa.
Yes. How did you know her name?
Parish records. I'm attached to St. Nicholas's.
Oh, I see.
Russell Williams. I'm sorry, I should have introduced myself. I'm new to the parish.
Ah, right. David Pritchard. Mm.
I begin my ministry on Candlemas. Very appropriate.
Sorry?
February the 2nd, tomorrow.
Oh, I see. I'm afraid we're not regular attenders. I come occasionally. Alan stays and looks after Janie.
But St. Nick's allows children.
Yes, I know. Well, Ellen's not been one for church since Imogen. She was the age Janie is now.
3 months. It's not much of a life.
Yes. Ellen hasn't come to terms with it. She finds it difficult to forgive. That probably sounds presumptuous.
No. No, more of us believe in the Manichaean universe than Synod would have you believe.
What? Sorry?
That good and evil are still fighting for possession of this world. Even the clergy find it hard to reconcile everything to a loving God.
Yes.
Perhaps I could call. Speak to her. If we can find the right opportunity. Are you thinking of having Jane Elisa christened?
We haven't got round to talking about it, I'm afraid. We were going to have Imogen baptized and didn't. It's a sore subject.
It worries you.
I have thoughts of her being in limbo, yes.
A state which is neither heaven nor hell. A place for unplaced souls awaiting release. These old myths were very powerful.
Does the church still believe that?
Oh, the church likes to think itself more enlightened now.
And is it?
No generation thinks itself less enlightened than the one before. And you still have Jane Elisa?
Yes.
She's a good girl, isn't she?
Oh, I hardly know. I've got her a lot of the time.
Sleeps through the night?
Yes, almost without fail.
Doesn't seem to cry either.
Well, no. Only when she's hungry, and not much then.
Extraordinary. You're very blessed.
Doesn't always feel like that.
Not today. No, I understand. The anniversary of a child's death. Still, it's good you bring Jane Elisa to see her sister.
You don't think that's odd?
Oh, not at all. I'm sure Imogen watches over this one.
I like to think she's at peace.
Of course you do. A dead, a happier dead, I think.
No, she's fine. We've been for a walk. Down to the church. We took some flowers. She liked the red ones best. No, Jane, silly. Misses you, of course. No, she does. Okay. I'm making a start on lunch now. What time do you reckon you'll be back? Can't you make it before? You could give a supper. It's for me too, you know. I need you here sometimes. It's a year today, you know. Okay. Now then.
Jane and Lisa, your mother works too hard. She should be here.
Damn blessed pints. Welsh bloody water. Damn. Sleep through that if you can, Janie. Jane? Everything okay, love? I don't get it. I just... What the hell is going on? So, I went back upstairs. Nothing, absolutely quiet.
And Jane?
Fine. No more wine?
No. You're sure she was fine?
Well, she had her face turned to the wall again, but who can blame her?
David!
Well, it's not surprising with all that racket going on. I'm taking that thing back on Monday.
You think it's the listening device?
Of course.
Well, I hope so.
What do you mean?
Why does she do it?
What?
Why does she keep turning away?
Oh, she's not turning away. She's just a baby. They do that sort of thing. Don't hold it against her.
So what's causing that noise?
Just the baby alarm. It picked up a noise and, I don't know, kept it going.
How?
I don't know. Short circuits, overloaded capacitors. Got any other suggestions?
Sleep well, Jane. Sleep well, Jenny.
She's still asleep?
Yes. Hasn't stirred all evening by the look of it. She looked...
What?
Like Jen... Like Imogen.
Just now?
Yes.
Well, they do. Look similar. Inevitable, I suppose. Same age.
Yes.
Different temperaments, of course. What's the matter?
What?
You're so tense.
I'm tired.
I'm not surprised. You're never here.
Oh, stop it, David. For God's sake. It's a year ago tonight.
I know.
Tonight.
Ellie.
No, David.
What?
No.
I'm only trying to be of some comfort. Can't we even do that now?
A year ago tonight, Imogen died, and for all we know, Jane was conceived at the same time.
We don't know that.
I do.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Ellie.
What?
You must stop torturing us with the past, please.
She's not past. Not for me.
Oh, damn. Who can that be? Hello? That's funny.
Stop it, for God's sake.
It won't stop.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to stop it. It won't.
Disconnect it, then.
I'm trying to disconnect it.
What on earth's going on?
Janie. Nothing. Just like before, like this afternoon.
Jane.
She's all right.
But she's staring at the wall again.
She's all right.
If you call that all right. She should be crying. She should be crying. What's the matter with you, you stupid child?
Don't. Come on. Come out of here. She's fine. It's just that silly listening device. I'm going to unplug it. Have you noticed the room is very warm?
No.
Can't be poltergeist, eh?
Don't joke.
I'm not. I was just thinking that they're supposed to take human warmth to, what is it, manifest themselves?
David, I don't want to know.
Okay.
Will you stay with her?
We both will. Do you mind if I open the window? It's very hot in here.
Yes. Okay.
Funny.
What is it?
At the window, it's stuck. It's not budging at all. No, it's... My God.
What's the matter?
The window's solid. Like it's fused together. Like it's just one piece of wood. The door.
What?
Hold it.
Yes.
Don't let it go under any circumstances, okay?
Yes. David, don't go.
I've got to ring someone, okay? We've got to get to the bottom of what's happening. I don't close the door.
Who?
What?
Who are you ringing?
Well, the vicar, I suppose.
No. Try the doctor.
We're not ill.
I trust the doctor.
Okay, you trust the doctor, but this isn't something you can treat with pills and sedatives. If the house is haunted, we need a priest.
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, isn't that what's worrying you? Isn't it?
All right. Don't expect me to believe any of that.
What?
The phone's not working.
Well, I'll plug it in and try. If it's not, I'll walk.
It's okay, Jane.
It's all right now, love. It's working fine. I'm going to the vicar now.
David!
What's the matter?
Just then, in the cot. No, it couldn't have been.
What?
There were two of them.
What?
Side by side. When did he say?
He said someone had come straight away.
Don't you think we should move her into our room?
I asked him, though. He said it was best not to wake her, in case.
She looks so peaceful, doesn't she?
Yes.
Like Imogen. I'm frightened.
She'll be fine.
You don't understand.
What?
She's under threat. Jane.
No.
David, I'm sure she is. What is all this otherwise?
Don't worry, I'll go and let him in.
I'm sorry, Jane.
Oh, hello.
Hello. You weren't expecting me.
No, well, it hadn't connected. Come in.
Thank you.
They said at the vicarage someone will be round. I didn't think.
We often have trouble at this time of the year.
Sorry?
Candlemas. Don't worry.
Oh, you mean...
An old pagan festival.
Good Lord. Oh, that's something of a relief, I suppose. We're so cut off here. Well, you'd better come up.
Thank you.
Ellen? This is Reverend Russell Williams. We met this morning. Mr. Williams, my wife, Ellen.
Hello, Mrs. Pritchard.
I'm here to assist.
Ellen?
Ellen?
I don't want any part of this.
Ellen?
It's all right, Mrs. Pritchard.
Ellen?
I'm sorry. Thank you for coming.
No problem. Your husband's told me of the events.
Is she in danger?
Not yet. No, not immediately.
How do you know?
The kind of phenomena Mr. Pritchard's explained to me are like first signs, disturbances in the air that can affect people finely attuned to atmospheres. Electrical discharges are not uncommon.
And what about the window?
To seal in the flames of hell, I imagine.
So, you believe there is something going on?
Don't you?
But you said it being Candlemas, people got silly, scare themselves.
Candlemas?
Not quite. The Christian festival that begins tomorrow was imposed on a pagan rite. It's the church that's inverted a previous ritual and turned it to God. What we call diabolism is displaced paganism after all. Thus, spirits not assigned to God are more likely to be abroad on pagan festivals.
Oh, God.
That's what we used to think. However, some still believe that the devil collects souls promised to him on this night.
David, make him go.
Shh. Surely you don't believe that, do you?
Let's say I don't disbelieve it enough to do nothing when I'm invited in.
Oh, my God, I don't believe this is happening.
We've only till midnight. The witching hour. Let's see what we can do to protect... What was the name again, Mrs. Pritchard?
Jane.
No, Mrs. Pritchard. What's the name?
I...
Come on, love.
It's right. You should name her Mrs. Pritchard.
I... can't.
What's the big deal? She's Jane.
David!
Elisa!
Jane Elisa!
No!
Why do you face away from the church, Jane Elisa? What's wrong, Mrs. Pritchard? Tell us.
I don't know. I just feel that we shouldn't say her name. I don't know why.
You've named her before all this?
Oh, we're being silly.
Lest the devil number her among his chosen. Is that it, Mrs. Pritchard?
Yes, I suppose so.
I think we should all pray, don't you?
Right. Should we kneel down?
It would seem more appropriate.
Ellen?
I can't.
What do you mean?
I can't pray. It's... I don't believe in it anymore.
Ellen, it's Janie we're praying for.
I know, but I can't. Oh, God, I can't.
Why the hell not?
Send him away, please, David.
For God's sake, try and think about the poor kid for once.
I am. That's why.
What do you mean?
I can't tell you.
I don't understand this. Mr. Williams, look, can you talk sense to her?
I think this is sense to Mrs. Pritchard. She has renounced God.
But Ellen, just this once...
It isn't a matter of changing her mind. Is it, Ellen? Your wife cursed God, David, the night her first daughter died. Isn't that so, Ellen? Ellen, when Imogen Meyer died, you swore to be an enemy to God.
Yes.
Her prayers are therefore inverted. Her presence is even harmful.
Ellen, how could you?
I wanted her back. I wanted her.
Released.
I prayed for Imogen. But she didn't come.
So you renounced God?
Wouldn't you?
And put Jane in danger? Good God, woman, what have you done?
Please, it's nearly midnight. Mrs. Pritchard, you must leave this room.
No.
I shall pray for Jane.
No.
Ellen, please, do as he says.
Mr. Pritchard, I beg you, please, remove her.
Ellen, come on.
No. No.
Ellen, come on, out.
No. Take me, not her.
Ellen, please.
Leave me. Take me. No. David, the doll.
What? Oh, God, no! I'm solid. Fused like one piece. Open this door!
Janie! No!
What did you do? What have you done? Ellen!
I prayed
make me, you, any of us, give me back Imogen.
Who? What are you talking about?
Oh, God. Who was left? Who do you think? I said to him, bargained with him, take any of us, take this unborn thing inside me.
What?
I named her then. Jane. A year ago, I didn't realize it. I named Jane for him.
No.
Oh, look!
Paint.
Yes.
It's blistering. Janie! Let us in! Williams! Let us in!
It's no use. Don't you understand? He won't open.
What do you mean, he?
Who do you think that is? In there? What do you think that is?
It's the... And we invited him in?
The devourer of innocent souls. You named her.
But you didn't stop me.
I couldn't. If I spoke out against him, he'd take Imogen.
What?
Claim her from limbo. I knew he'd come for Jane. She was his price.
And you agreed?
Not just like that, no. It was a prayer 12 months ago. I knew I asked it might happen. Only tonight I knew, but it was the only way. I had to get her back. It was Jane or Ginny.
You've killed her! You killed your daughter! You sold her to the devil!
The room was as before. There was no damage from the blistering flames. And of the intruder, there was no sign. In the cot lay their child, untouched, but convulsed in misery. Angry, even. They recognized the girl. She was their child. But which one?
Jamie?
Only time will tell. Every night as Ellen and David tuck their daughter into bed, they almost say, God bless. But now they wonder if some other name might be more appropriate. Something darker. Only time will tell. In the story of the dispossessed daughter, John Dutteen was David, Vivian Heilbron was Ellen, and Gareth Armstrong the Reverend Williams. The play was written by Catherine Nicholas and directed in Wales by Adrian Morby. My name is Edward D'Souza, your man in black. And next week I invite you to come with me to St. Austin Friars. Not a welcoming place, though, you'll find. In fact, this is a place from which the congregation rapidly retreats. And next week, you can find out why.